Dear Cheap Astronomy, what's happening with Artemis? Artemis 1 launched in November 2022 as an uncrewed mission using NASA's Space Launch System rocket to launch the Orion spacecraft along with a service module, both of which successfully flew close by the Moon before returning to Earth, where the service module was jettisoned and Orion aerobraked through the atmosphere on its heat shield and then successfully splashed down on parachutes. Artemis 2 will be a crewed mission and will do a free return trajectory around the Moon, meaning that it will just go around and back with just a close flyby rather than a full orbit, essentially mimicking the 1968 Apollo 8 mission. Artemis 2 is scheduled to launch in April 2026, possibly even in February 2026, and everything does look to be comfortably on track to achieve that. Artemis 3, the actual lunar landing mission, is loosely scheduled for 2027, but it doesn't look at all on track to meet that time frame. The biggest outstanding issue is the lunar lander, a role currently filled by SpaceX's Starship. You know, the one that keeps blowing up. Of course, that is the nature of rocket-powered prototype development. The early versions do tend to blow up. But having exploding prototypes in 2025, ahead of a proposed mission launch date in 2027, does suggest an overly optimistic time frame. SpaceX's corporate success to date is built on the principle of reusability, where most of its rocket components launch and then land again to be refurbished for another launch. The traditional Apollo design had three rocket stages topped by the rocket's payload, with each of those stages either dropping into the ocean or burning up in the atmosphere. With Starship, not only is it the second stage of the initial rocket, it is also the payload. The only way that can work for a mission beyond Earth's orbit is if it's refueled in orbit. That is the plan for Artemis 3, but there's the rub. It's still just a plan. To progress to a moon landing, Starship first needs to get past the exploding prototype stage, noting it did have a successful prototype launch just this month. But then it also has to demonstrate the feasibility of refueling in orbit, which does seem feasible, but it's never actually been done before. And it won't just be a one-step process. To get enough fuel into orbit to fly Starship to the Moon, there needs to be multiple launches of fuel, where each of those launches only partially contributes to fully filling the orbiting depot, which will then fully refuel Starship. Again, it's all feasible, but many of the components needed are yet to be built, let alone flight tested. Assuming the refueling process is a success, the Starship Human Landing System, a Starship variant especially modified for a moon landing and also yet to be built, will fly uncrewed to the Moon. A crew of four astronauts will then fly to the Moon in Orion, dock with the Starship HLS, two astronauts will land it on the Moon, then launch again, and then just dump it before flying home on Orion. So we are going to a lot of trouble to develop a reusable Starship human landing system that won't actually be reused on this first mission. But if it all works, then we will have a reusable, multi-purpose vehicle that really could do all sorts of stuff, including multiple moon landings, which could then save billions and billions, assuming we eventually do proceed to do multiple moon landings. Of course, the risk with all this is that the underlying Starship design is in no way purpose-built for a moon landing. For example, because it is the second stage of an Earth-launched rocket, its unfueled dry weight is a bit under 100 metric tons, while the Apollo lunar lander was just under 5 metric tons. Also, Starship is a tall, thin cylinder which makes perfect aerodynamic sense when launching from Earth, but is completely unnecessary for either a moon landing or a launch, and a tall thin cylinder isn't the best geometry for landing on uneven ground. The Apollo Lunar Module's landing legs had a wider span than the height of the whole lander. Starship HLS will also have splayed out landing legs, but they'll be nowhere near as wide as it is tall. On the positive side, there is a mission mandate for SpaceX to successfully land and launch an uncrewed Starship HLS on and off the moon before it will be used in Artemis 3. So that will be an opportunity to hopefully iron all the bugs out. But for all this to happen before an Artemis 3 mission in 2027? No. Nah.